Curly Martin is here with me in the Air studio, and we're going to talk about his upcoming concert on Friday night at the 1200 Club at the Holland Performing Arts Center. The event billed No Place Like Home is going to be a fantastic night of music, to be sure. And Curly, could you tell me a little bit more about Friday night's event?
Oh, sure, no problem. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate this. The show Friday night is coming. I'm bringing in Mr. Calvin Keys on guitar, Mr. Wiley Ali on guitar, Mr. Hank Red, and Mr. Stimsy Hunter plays alto, Mr. Hank Red plays tenor. All these musicians are from North Omaha. We all went to Tech High together. And they've also played with some of the best musicians and entertainers in the world. Mr. Calvin Keys has played Amon Jamal, Ray Charles, a ton of great jazz artists. Stimsy Hunter, Buddy Miles, a lot of rock artists, a lot of R&B artists, and a lot of blues artists. Wiley Ali is one of the original Funk Brothers and played with Motown, Aretha Franklin. Mr. Hank Red was with Stevie Wonder for years, wrote most of the horn parts, and he wrote a hit tune for Denise Williams. And then I'm using a couple of local musicians, one from Lincoln, Mr. Ben Merlis on bass, young man, 26 years old, killer bass player, and then Mr. Kevin Lloyd, another young man, 26 years old. So it's going to be outstanding. It's an outstanding group. And we also have a vocalist, Miss Cynthia Taylor. She's going to bless you with her lovely voice. So I'm looking forward to the gig. It'll be very enjoyable.
And could you tell me a little bit about your son, Terrace? We're going to listen to a selection from his CD from a year or so ago in a few moments.
Yes, Terrace Martin. He's coming in and doing his dad a favor by coming and playing with me, but I love playing with my son. Terry is one of the hottest producers in the world right now, and he's known for producing Kendrick Lamar's great album, Snoop Dogg, Puff Daddy, most of the top names in hip-hop. But he's also a great jazz musician. He just come off a world tour with Herbie Hancock. He's producing Herbie's new album that's coming out. And so it's a whole new clique coming out of Los Angeles of these young musicians that's playing and playing jazz. They just happen to come up in the hip-hop world. And they're all great producers. You know, so it's going to be a great night Friday night. It really is. And I'm happy to be playing with my son to have him to take out of his busy schedule to come play with us.
Well, let's go now to your son's recording, Velvet Portraits, from Terrace Martin. And this tune is titled Curly Martin. And we're going to give it a listen now, and then we'll be back with a bit more with my guest today, Curly Martin. He and his band are going to perform on Friday night at the Holland Performing Arts Center at the 1200 Club. And there's more information available about this at omahaperformingarts.org if you'd like to attend. I'm Chris Cook, and this is Jazz in the Afternoon. And you're listening to Jazz in the Afternoon. I'm Chris Cook. Today my guest is Curly Martin, and this is a recording from your son, Curly, Terrace Martin, Velvet Portraits, and we just heard the tune Curly Martin featuring Robert Glasper, Thundercat, and Ronald Bruner Jr. in a very adventuresome groove here. It sounded like it was a great studio session there, Curly, I must say. Tremendous fun for everyone involved, I think.
It was a tribute tune to me. It was a great, doing the album, the Velvet Portraits period was a good adventure. And the album was done in Omaha, Nebraska. Most of the album was done right here in Omaha, Nebraska, at make-believe recording studios.
Impressive. Could you tell me more about your work with Buddy Miles? He's an Omaha native, too.
Buddy Miles, I spent a lot of time with Buddy in the mid-70s. I was in Anchorage, Alaska, doing a jazz gig, and then I came down to San Francisco, and I was going to take a couple months off and just do some studio work, but in the meantime, Buddy Miles called me and sent for me to come to L.A., and then he put a band together called the Earth Movers. And during the time, he was signed with Casablanca Records and Neil Bogart. And he put the band together, and the band was made up of mostly North Omaha musicians, again, as usual. You know, and it was a killer band, you know. And we toured a lot and made good money and had a lot of fun. A lot of great music. Buddy was a great artist. Great singer, killer drummer, you know. And the band was fun. It was like, you know, old home week every night because we all grew up together.
And you told me during the break that Elvin Jones was the jazz drummer that has influenced you the very most.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones. Oh, yes, for sure. I probably got every Elvin Jones album he's ever made. I love Elvin Jones. I love him when he played with Train. And I really like the way he plays with organ trios. You know, I got a lot of stuff with him playing with Larry Young and some newer stuff with him playing with Joey DeFrancisco. That's great, you know. Yeah, Elvin's my guy. He really is. I love Tony, but Elvin is just something special about Elvin.
Yeah, there's always something special looking back at his career. He played with Sonny Rollins on a 1966 free jazz recording, East Broadway Rundown. He really was driving that session. That intensity that he sustained was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, Elvin's just a monster, man. He was just... And like the great albums he did with Larry Young, the organ player, like the album Unity is one of the best organ group albums that there's ever been recorded. And Joe Henderson's playing on it, you know, Willie Shaw, Elvin Jones, and Larry Young. They killing.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. The history of Omaha is very rich with the great jazz bands visiting here over the years. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, Count Basie and many others. During the show Friday night, will you be perhaps recounting some of the stories about the lesser-known bands that came through town over the years?
The main thing I'll be talking about is the lesser-known musicians, great jazz musicians that came through Omaha. Matter of fact, all kinds of musicians, especially that came through North Omaha, especially the blues musicians and the jazz musicians. And that helped us, and they was our mentors as kids coming up. You know, you could come out 7 days a week in North Omaha, and there was music on every corner almost. You know, so we had great mentors from, you know, great drummers. You know, great drummers come out of North Omaha. Kenny McDougal, you know, Victor Lewis. You know, so it was North Omaha was you know, Eddie Clean had been to come through. A lot of great people from New York came through on their way to California and vice versa. And a lot of Kansas City musicians came up to Omaha. And a lot of us went down to KC and played. I had the privilege of playing. I lived in the Streets Hotel on 18th and Vine and played the Blue Room for 3 years. So it was good times in the 60s and early 70s.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to hearing more about that and seeing you perform live and in person on Friday night at the 1200 Club. Curly Martin and your friends, No Place Like Home, taking place at 8 p.m. at the 1200 Club at the Holland Performing Arts Center. More information available at omahaperformingarts.org. We're going to head into another selection here. This will be with Calvin Keyes. He's going to be appearing with you on stage Friday night. Am I correct, I hope?
Yes, Mr. Calvin Keyes. Me and Calvin been playing together all our lives, off and on. You know, like I said, we all grew up together playing. From the blues bands when we all started to the jazz groups that he put together and stuff. I did a couple of albums with Calvin.
Well, we're going to listen to some music from Calvin Keyes now, but before we do that, I wanted to thank you, Curly, for coming to the station today and sitting in with me for a little while. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much, Curly.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate this.